Good morning, everybody. It's Mr. Lane here with today's Tuesday English News Report, and it's something that's affecting Hong Kong quite seriously. The fact that people in Hong Kong cannot afford to buy decent places to live. And the title of the news report today is Many Hong Kongers Unable to Live in Decent Homes. According to the United Nations, 1.6 billion people around the world live without decent housing. Of these, more than 500 million people in Asia live in slums. Poor housing affects health, education, physical security, and poses lots of other challenges. A decent home provides a stable, healthy environment for our next generation. It also attracts economic investment and development. Extensive research demonstrates that improving housing helps break the cycle of poverty. UN figures show that by 2050, 70% of the world's population is projected to be living in urban areas, which may cause slums and unplanned settlements to swell. The current situation is already alarming, given the fact that 523 million people in Asia are living in slums. Each day, another 120,000 people are added to the population of Asian cities, requiring the construction of at least 20,000 new dwellings and supporting infrastructure. Housing demand is outpacing supply in Asia. In Hong Kong, people live in a city that is home to some of the world's richest people, as well as 1.3 million people, one-fifth of our population, who live below the poverty line, according to government data published in 2013. Not all in this prosperous society are enjoying the same basic right of having a decent home. Cleaning up the home, repairing a door, or painting a wall are difficult tasks for the elderly and people with disabilities who are living in poverty. A small living space that has not been maintained properly for years may pose potential health and safety hazards. A strong civil society in Hong Kong is stepping up to mitigate some of these basic social needs. Many volunteers who are willing to contribute time and labor to spruce up or repair homes can testify to the importance of a clean and safe home for the elderly and other people in need. It brings back joy and pride to them. With the United Nations Millennium Development Goals expiring in 2015, policymakers are encouraged to prioritize housing in the post-2015 development agenda. The UN has an obligation to ensure that sustainable cities and human settlements is a goal in the post-2015 development agenda. On United Nations World Habitat Day today, let us open the door to health, safety, and opportunities. Let us make Hong Kong part of a world where everyone has a decent place to live. Okay, I'm going to hand over the mic to Angus Yu from 5P. He's going to give his opinion on this interesting, sensitive topic of housing in Hong Kong.
I think Hong Kong surely is a great place to live, even better than some countries with a high GDP. For example, China or even the USA. Even though we're living in such a great place, I think Hong Kong government should put more money into public housing and help out at the grassroots level. Although many people in Hong Kong live in a good place and need not worry for their home collapsing, I think they shouldn't only care for themselves, but also the elderly in need of help and some poor citizen who is living in some old buildings. This satisfies the needs of the citizen, but also makes the city look even better.
Oh, thank you, Angus. That's very good. Could you just help me with this vocabulary? Repeat after me. these words. The first word we've got here is slums.
Slums.
Infrastructure.
Infrastructure.
Prioritizes.
Prioritizes.
Urban.
Urban.
Prosperous.
Prosperous.
Obligation.
Obligation.
Swell.
Swell.
Hazards.
Hazards.
Alarming.
Alarming.
Spruce up.
Spruce up.
Okay, thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed today's news broadcast, and you'll be hearing from me next week. Goodbye.